Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You have found it, the front lines of the information war, as we attempt to alert humanity to the fact that a private consortium of banks, merciless megacorporations, are openly setting up world government that will be owned, run, controlled by them. And it is a eugenics system they wish to enforce on the planet. World government is only the beginning. It is the means to their ends. It is Sunday, the 27th day of September 2009. I don't want to just come on the radio today and rant and rave at the police, because I'm more than angry at them. I am saddened that they continue to confirm that when they're under federal control, they act as bad as communist Chinese police, or as Hitler's police, or as Stalin's police. Now, all over European newspapers, they are describing some of the events that happened at the G20 to some of the things we've seen in China, similar to the July 4th protest known as Tiananmen Square. But they weren't running over people with tanks yet. Rob Doob, one of the producers of this radio show, also a videographer, who we dispatched with Jason Burmes and Jason Douglas, was arrested Friday evening. He got out of jail yesterday and is back in Austin, Texas. He'll be with us in studio in 30 minutes. So will Jason Burmes. Then Luke Radowski will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Then Ron Paul is going to be on the show here with us, Congressman Ron Paul. The military and police tortured Luke Radowski. They took him to the state penitentiary, made fun of him for being on TV, for being seen on television bullhorning, said that this was punishment, strip searched him, beat him with billy clubs, and handcuffed him for the evening into the day, which is a violation of the Geneva Convention, handcuffed inside the jail cell as a form of torture. Rob Doob was arrested for just being there, videotaping. Jason Burmes called me Friday night as I was up here working at about 10 o'clock Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania time, and I could hear the sound cannons going off, the rubber bullets being fired, the sounds of gunshots. And Jason was flabbergasted because they came onto a park that is on the grounds of the university, bordering the university, and it was mainly just college kids out there in the park. And he said he couldn't believe it because there weren't even any protests going on. And the police, he saw them beating women, men. We have video of this, in the head with billy clubs. I mean, blood spewing. Women would say, "I'm just riding my bicycle," and the cops would, you know, knock them in the head with a billy club. We have video and photos. We posted some of them. My guys just got back last night. Of children in neighborhoods.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has...
Terry fights and kills an enemy. And this is what NORTHCOM is all about. And you put this in with all the reports confirmed around the country of regular Army, Marine Corps, National Guard suddenly showing up, even at local police departments, running checkpoints. You combine this with the open announcements of world government, global governance from the G20. You combine this with the plunging dollar. You combine it with all the talk of forced inoculations coming up. This is a very, very serious time. So we're going to break it all down today and play some exclusive video for everybody watching at PrisonPlanet.tv that we simulcast with the syndicated radio show. If you want to see this, not just hear the audio, go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Very important broadcast today. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman,
Your congressional candidate and author, Robert Beatles.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for an abbreviated broadcast. Okay, we had one of our reporters, Rob Dube, arrested, but he was not charged. They were letting the mainstream media out of the cordon at the city park bordering Pitt, the university there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the suburbs, and they looked at his press pass and just said, no, you're going to jail. No one is allowed out on the streets in Pittsburgh. And I even have a clip of Brian Williams of NBC saying, yes, the city's been cleared out for the G20. No one is allowed on the streets. And it's got to be more than 50 sound cannon vehicles. I mean, we've got video of where you'll see 10 or more together just in one area. And they would drive around through sparsely populated neighborhoods, industrial areas. The police would pull up when people were getting off work, getting in their cars, and just aim cannons at them and hit them. And it's meant to be outrageous. It's meant to be tyranny. So that you know, hey, you live in a third world police state now. You are a slave. The police have admitted, it's been in the news the last few years, they wear black uniforms, they wear black masks, they wear the Darth Vader outfits for intimidation. And they had the computerized broadcasting bullhorns with the voice saying, we're using less lethal weapons. Less lethal. See, that's the true name of non-lethal weapons, because they can kill you. Rubber bullets kill people all the time. Sound cannons, earplugs don't protect you. It attacks the middle ear, can cause deafness, serious ear damage. People die all the time being beaten to death by police. I mean, you can just search the term, man dies after being beaten by police, man dies after rubber bullets. But the issue here is they would ride down neighborhoods, and this is in the Associated Press. This is not just Alex Jones saying this. But we witnessed this. We got video of it. I've seen countless YouTube videos other people shot. They would go into neighborhoods in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and there would be people on their front porches. There'd be people getting out of their cars. There'd be kids throwing footballs. I mean, there's photos and videos of this. Little kids. I mean, less than 10 years old. And they would broadcast the state code. They have a state Patriot Act there that abolished their Bill of Rights a few years ago. That's why Pennsylvania was chosen. And then they just aim the cannon at a little kid and fire on him. And the little kid's crying on the ground. And the police, again, I'm past anger with the police. I understand sadists go into the police department and control freaks and bullies and thugs and sickos historically. But I also understand that just a lot of former military people that are macho and their family are police, and you know that there are some good police out there. But normally in history, in Mexico or Russia or China or Nazi Germany or Cuba, about 90% of the time, countries are run by corrupt thug police. And so for people to be in denial about this is really sad. All the movies and the PR and the propaganda. And the propaganda that we see just goes on and on and on. That it's just force-fed to us to worship the military, worship police. And now that all over the country they're running military checkpoints and pulling people out of their cars and looking for drunk drivers and looking for guns, Now newspapers write articles attacking me going, Alex Jones hates our troops. And that's kind of like if I was a German citizen in 1939 and I was criticizing Hitler with troops on the streets, would that mean I hate the German military or hate the German troops? I guess it would mean I hate what they're doing and hate what they've been turned into. So, in the final equation, why is the system turning the police and military loose on the people? Why do they want you to be intimidated by them? Why do they want you to know they're thugs? Why do they want you to know they're trampling the Constitution? Because 23.7 trillion and growing has been stolen in the last 10, 11 months. And that's more than we could ever pay back. It's all made up fiat money given to private banks. They then loan it back to our own nation at interest. And they're only getting started. And they're announcing that they're going to go ahead and start killing old people. Covered in Newsweek, the case for killing Granny. And they're announcing $15 million fines for garage sales if you sell any recalled products in the last decade. And they're announcing no more farms or ranches that can have private sales of their food without government permits. And they're announcing year-long public school where they're going to force your kids to go 12 months out of the year. Obama says so, total federalization. And they're announcing face scanning and license plate reading cameras that have already been put in everywhere, tracking everybody. And they're announcing that if you don't just spank your kids, they're going to take them. If you yell at them, they're going to take them. But then the state can do whatever it wants. And they're just, the state is run by criminal parasites. And they're going to take everything we've got if we don't wake up and say no. And they've militarized and brainwashed and dumbed down the police and military domestically. They're having urban warfare drills all over the country, the Marines, the Army. But that's really a thing of the past. Before, they would do the drills of taking over cities and towns and then say it was just a drill. Now they're kind of phasing out of those into just, no, we're just here. We're just in your town. 379,000 regular troops to be deployed to America. And they admit in their own Homeland Security documents that we, of course, have broken here, that their number one enemy is gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul, Bob Barr supporters. They say having an American flag bumper sticker means you may be a terrorist. You can go read the Mayak report. You can go read the DHS reports we've released that good people in law enforcement, I guess what you call the last vestiges of peace officers, have sent us. But we've had a slick corporate criminal group take over America, and they want to turn us into a complete police state. But what upsets me so bad is that I don't want to believe all this. I don't want to be proven right. To have Rob Dew and Jason Douglas and Jason Burmese tell me about what they saw and to see all the countless YouTube videos uploaded by thousands of citizen journalists and others from the G20 in Pittsburgh, and then to read the Associated Press where it admits families were driven out of their cars onto their front porches and then told they're not allowed to come out on the streets, daytime, nighttime curfew. You're not allowed on the streets. They kind of selectively, if it looks like you're going to work, they leave you alone, but they pull up to a nine-year-old kid and say, go inside. The little nine-year-old doesn't know, so they swing a cannon around at 15 feet away and hit him right in the face. In fact, that photo's up on InfoWars. We should pull that up. I forget the headline. Aaron posted it. He's still here. He can give that to you if he wants. I think it's something like, Pittsburgh police terrorize public with sound cannons. And it's got a bunch of videos on the page, but it's a photo of this kid that's got to be 8, 9, maybe 10. And there's videos of kids with their balls in their yard. And they don't know why guys in black uniforms pull up in black vehicles. It kind of looks cool to them. And they say, you know, section this, that, you're not allowed to be on the street. We're going to use less lethal is the new term. See, first it's non-lethal, now it's less lethal. Now they admit it can kill you. And they had microwave cannons. And almost no media is announcing, though, the sound cannons and microwave guns. Those are confirmed to be there. We know the sound cannons were used hundreds of times. I would just call my guys to get a report during the 3 days, and I would routinely just hear sound cannons going off in the background and rubber bullets being fired. Yeah, there it is. Little kid on the side of the street covering his ears, and you see people in their windows covering their ears, you know, because they wonder what's going on. And there's police driving around with the military, all paid for taxpayer money, just psychopathically attacking everyone. And then Brian Williams goes on NBC and brags, yeah, they cleared the streets here. Also, the majority of the protesters, I've seen a lot of raw video now, were Tea Party people, in the Fed folks, Infowars.com banners, Tyranny Response Team shirts. That was the majority. There were maybe 100 anarchists clearly protected by the police. They would always herd the protest into an area, wouldn't permit them. First, they turn it right into a privilege by making it permitted. And then after the police surrounded everybody, the anarchists would come out, throw a few things. They would then retreat, and the police would then open fire. But in many cases, as the AP reports in the article, Civil Liberties Groups, Police Overreacted at G20, when you read this article, they admit that in many cases, they would just go to the university where college kids were just outside at night and attack them. And there's video of it.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We're back live. When I say that I'm speechless in the last 4 or 5 days watching hundreds of YouTube videos shot by different activist journalists, mainstream media, you name it, it's because I can't even put into words what I've seen. You can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have literally hundreds of them posted. Dozens and dozens of pages, with each page as many as 10, 15 videos. And they went into the shopping districts, and you see all these old women and tourists with their handbags, and they'll walk up to the police and say, what's going on? And the cops will hit them with their billy clubs, and then big German shepherds biting women and blood pouring out of them. I mean, they're just nuts. And folks, the German people were some of the most moral, hardworking in Europe in the 20s and 30s. They were much more moral than the average American is today. We're pretty decadent, and we think evil's cool and tough. And look at how, when their leader told them to do all these evil things, they did it. And I know I get letters from police and emails every day, and every time we open the phones up for just police, they call in droves, they send us documents. I know there are a lot of good police. I wrecked a car one time, drove through the edge of a tornado, blew me off the road in between Johnson City and Fredericksburg. The two state policemen that came were big fans of the radio show, told me about different shows they'd listened to. I run into police all the time. I had police in L.A. come up to me on the street that were fans. The last 3 times I've flown to Los Angeles on business, consulting on Jesse Ventura's TV show that's coming up, I would have the TSA leaving Austin and coming back from Austin say they were fans and ask for my autograph on 2 different occasions. So I use that as a gauge that all the police and military aren't bad. But what am I to think when the police 3 times we know of, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, went on to pit because they said in the city and in the suburbs, no one is allowed on the streets day or night. And they invoked some state emergency law. You can hear them broadcasting it. And people walk up to the police like the police are supposed to be human beings, and they say, what are you talking about? This is the university. And we're showing video right now of the police dogs biting people. And these old women, these tourists, say, why are you letting the police dogs do this? And they attack the old women. I mean, folks, they were in mainline shopping districts, mainline neighborhoods. My guys would try to run away from the police when they were attacking small demonstrations. They'd go down side streets. They'd run for an hour. And they'd go in a coffee shop and be waiting and shoot video of, and we've got some of this stuff posted, of armored vehicles just driving down the street, randomly blasting neighborhoods. It's just, I can't believe the police are this bad. And I know it's mob psychology. They say you can take a lot of upstanding people and put them together in a mob situation or a wild situation, they'll do bad things. I understand adrenaline, and I try to rationalize it. It really freaks me out to my core. It freaks me out that here in Austin they take blood without warrants. You know, it freaks me out that we're going to be talking about all that with Rob Dew, who got arrested, and Jason Burmes, who was there with him, and then Luke Radowski coming up next hour. But I need to shift gears into other subjects. On Friday's show, I had Paul Hartman Google the term New World Order and click Google News, and I counted up the stories. There were a whole bunch of different blocks of stories that said 3,000, 4,000, 1,000, 2,000 under the term New World Order, just blocks of stories. I checked it yesterday. It was over 12,000 stories with the term New World Order in them. The first block has 7,928. The second block has 144. You scroll down, so I can read. The next block has 807. Another block has 394. And if you count up the first page, it was well over 10,000 yesterday. And it looks like it's well over that today. And these are new articles. I went to my parents Friday, because my kids were over there. I wanted to visit everybody at once, because I've been here working about 18 hours a day. I haven't been going home a lot lately. I finished up Fall of the Republic, my new film, Friday. It's been sent to be mass-produced now. And my mother walks in and says, look at this, front page of the Statesman today. And it was the Austin American Statesman. I'll give the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a look at this. And it says New World Order, G8 up to G20. And they announced the New World Order. Now, what does this New World Order mean? All these years, I would talk about the New World Order and people would laugh at me. I was just reading Club of Rome, CFR, World Bank, IMF documents, and they said, we're going to bankrupt the world by design. We're going to set up a new global currency based on carbon credits. Enron actually came up with this latest plan 12 years ago. And I've got the congressional hearings on that with Al Gore admitting it. He was involved in it back when he was in the White House. That's in Fall of the Republic. And it's all a big joke to them. They're going to home inspect you, tax track everything you do. I mean, this is hell on earth. And they're openly in the next 2 years, they've announced at the last three G20s this year that they're going to phase out the dollar. And that's all we have left is the dollar. They're talking about basically devaluing it by two-thirds. And then you'll have a new global SDR currency, bank to bank. You'll still have your regional and national currencies, but they'll be set not by your Treasury Department, but by the private source consortium of banks that then give their orders to the G20 that makes up all the finance ministers of the 20 industrialized and, quote, rich nations, as the G20 calls itself. So my message to all the yuppies and people that don't care and aren't involved and aren't informed, we don't have time to screw around anymore. You need to find out about world government and how we're being conquered by a private consortium of banks. You need to find out what they have in store for you, because I talk to a lot of people that think they're part of the establishment and are on power trips. They don't know what's going on, but they say, ah, so what? World government's the next step. Well, even if you think that's the case, this is an authoritarian, tyrannical world government that doesn't like your standard of living and doesn't want you to be able to have children and openly states that they're drugging your water and your food and the air, and that they're sterilizing us, and then all the numbers show this. I mean, it is a fact that the new flu vaccine has squalene, the adjuvant, that the military stopped giving its troops because it was killing them. It's a fact it's got five times the highest previous level of mercury ever seen in a vaccine. That's mainstream news. My kids play with neighbor kids, and about a week and a half ago, I noticed that two different groups of neighbor kids were showing off that they'd gotten the flu shot, not even the H1N1, but the regular. And then in the last 2 days over the weekend, when I'm home a few hours playing with my kids in the front yard and backyard, and neighbor kids come over and I say, where's your sister? Where's your brother? And they say, oh, they're sick in bed. And I go, oh, really? How long have they been sick? Oh, about a week and a half. Now, you can say that's circumstantial, but I see the kids get the shot and now they're in the bed sweating bullets a week and a half later. And I see the numbers on children getting cancer up several thousand percentage points. And I have top scientists on, and major German newspapers like Bild, the biggest newspaper in Germany, are reporting that there are cancer viruses in all the major vaccines that are causing cancer. And I just want to warn people, and I can't even get over the comfort zone. I don't want to get in my neighbor's business. I don't want to bring him a packet of info and try to say, please don't shoot your kids up with 60-something vaccines by the time they're 5 years old and over 100 by the time they're 12. And now they want you to take three flu vaccines full of mercury. And you can search the studies out, mainline university studies. Three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. And now 20-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's. You know, I just want to tell the police and military something. You're in this with the American people. They may have taught you to be tough guys. You think it's cute to attack us and do all this. But you're being hit by all the same soft kill weapons. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Rob Due, who was arrested, here in studio with us. Also, Jason Burmes, who was there covering the G20 live. My mother made a good point when I was over at my parents' house Friday. They said, I guess this is the coming out of the New World Order. Because we've seen hundreds of articles in one day announcing global government, end of the dollar, the end of America's power. But we've never seen it 5,000, 10,000, 12,000 articles in one day. Every major newspaper announcing it, and they're explaining to people what the New World Order is and what it means. Ladies and gentlemen, private banks, through fraud, came in, got control of our treasury departments in the Western world, issued themselves unlimited currency and credit under our name, bought up the planet. And so you've got these swindlers up there, and every time they show up in England, they beat a newspaper delivery guy to death and then tried to cover it up. Later the videos got released. They killed him, beat him to death. He was like, I'm delivering newspapers. And they said, no one allowed on the streets, and beat him to death. That's what Tiananmen Square is, when they just said all over Pittsburgh, no one is allowed to be out, including kids in their front yards, miles and miles away from the convention center. They would go to the university at night, and there's videos of university kids coming out of dorms, coming out of the university centers, you know, dates. They're not even protesters, and they walk up and go, officer, why are you pepper spraying us? Why are you? And they will just hit them. And there's video of them running up to a woman, knocking her off her bike. She gets up and says, why are you doing this? The cops hit her again with billy clubs. So she throws her bike at them. They beat the hell out of her. And, I mean, this is so unlawful. This is such criminal behavior. This is a police riot when they're beating women up. And then you're supposed to just sit there and take it while they beat you up for their own personal enjoyment. But they were clearly ordered to do this. And, again, AP, don't believe Alex Jones. There's a lot of AP articles that are actually accurate. There's a crazy Reuters article saying no arrests were made. Total lie. We're going to go over that. But it says civil liberties groups, police overreacted at G20. And then it describes people in their neighborhoods being driven to their home, people being attacked on their porches, children being attacked. There's video of old women being attacked with police dogs and being bitten. And women walking out of stores with bags going, "What's going on, officer?" And they're like, "Ah," because they've always wanted to be able to attack the public. They've always wanted to have a bloody psycho riot. And the same thing happened in Germany. Same things happened everywhere else. We know psychology. We know what armies do, the mass raping, the killing, this evil spirit that comes over them. And that's why you don't want the military or militarized police in your country. That's why the Constitution and posse comitatus say it's illegal. But they just ignore all of that. So we have all of this happening, and now Obama's announcing he wants a 12-month school year. They, in New Jersey, are not apologizing for the new Obama curriculum, where they have the kids change the verse from "Jesus loves all the children" to "Obama loves all the children." Red, yellow, black, and white, they are all equal in the president's sight. We played that Friday. We broke that a month ago, but now Limbaugh and Hannity and Drudge got it last week. And we've got scores of these videos. And I'm not bragging that we keep breaking it, but I am honored that we're actually driving the news now. That what we cover then later becomes mainstream media. That's the real value of this radio show, is that we can drive things out into the public consciousness to have a wider debate about them. Now, I want to get a statement from both of you, and we're going to play some exclusive audio and video here of your arrest. That's what this video is. And we're going to go over a lot of this video we can't play. This one doesn't have cussing, right?
No, I cut out all the cussing.
Yeah, which took Burmese was up here like 5-6 hours last night?
I was up here till about 2:30 in the morning. I came back here at noon.
Okay, so you've been working all day just to cut the cuss words out, mainly the police screaming and cussing. But first, I want to get in summation what you witnessed Rob do with the military and the police attacking the American people. And then the big news I haven't even announced. I barely mentioned it earlier, because if police dogs attacking old women isn't enough, if little kids playing football in their front yard in the middle of a neighborhood being attacked from 10 feet away, point-blank range with sound cannons that do damage the middle ear and can cause permanent deafness isn't enough. Luke Radowski was arrested, was charged, was taken to the penitentiary with you. He said the military was holding him. They stripped him down, made fun of his naked body, beat him with billy clubs, saying, "You're the big TV star, this will teach you a lesson," and then handcuffed him in violation of the Geneva Convention while he was in the cell. And he and you said you were in there, too, and there was just people bloody, some people Burmese was telling me some people so bloody they couldn't even get up. And, again, most of these were college students because the police couldn't find anyone that wasn't submitting. So they would go into neighborhoods and attack old women. They would go into shopping areas and attack old women, small children. And it's more than just anger. I am physically nauseous, and I know you are. So, dude, give us your bold out of the whole event, your arrest, what you witnessed. Thank God they dropped charges on you. They have it on Luke. And then we'll get Jason Burmese's take on this.
It was just a total ridiculous show of force coming from the police. And just going after people. We were in this neighborhood of Lawrenceville the first day that riots started happening. And they had sound cannons that they were shooting in these neighborhoods. I would say by the time they brought them in the second time, it was after the first time we broke it on the air. And then the second time they did it, there was they're in a neighborhood, and it's where two streets meet up. People are coming out looking, what's going on? Why are there so many cops here? There's maybe 20 people. Luke was out there with his little sound cannon, I guess you could call it. But he was saying, "Why are you doing this? We're your brothers. We're your sisters." And they would just keep playing the thing over and over again. The sound, you need to leave. Chief of police has so this is an unlawful gathering.
Unlawful assembly.
And we're going to play that later. And they keep saying this is a less lethal weapon. That was the true name in the 60s when they invented them. Because rubber bullets can kill you. Microwave guns can kill you. So now, first they tell you it's non-lethal. Now they're saying, no, we may go ahead and kill you.
Pretty much. And they turned that thing on, and people would run with their ears covered, run from the cannon. they were turning.
But it goes through your skull. And people keep saying they'll put earplugs in. That does nothing.
I don't think it does because I saw.
No, that's how it works.
And they were, I mean, anytime they would turn that on, I'd have the guy aiming it at people. I was behind him. I was up on a roof shooting that stuff. And it was total terrorism on their side.
Well, we have some photos and videos of little kids, but Douglas had to get back to his family today. But he's going to upload the video tomorrow, and he'll be on the show with us. The other fellow from our office that went with you, and he said repeatedly people would come out on their front porches and they would aim it at them.
Yeah.
I mean, the cops are just, that is so criminal.
It's with glee, and I think they really liked it because you try to talk to these people when you're up close to them, and they didn't want to have anything to do.
Well, the bankers are going to love taking everything they've got.
Oh, yeah.
And go ahead, officers, take all the shots. Trust the government.
And let me tell you, when we were detained, imprisoned, arrested, whatever we want to call it, these pot-bellied, mindless people walking around with their paperwork, just disgustingly fat. It was kind of funny to watch because these people don't know what's in store for them. They really don't. They're going to get cancer, they're going to die, and they're going to get beaten down. And it's going to be funny when it happens to them. Although I shouldn't say that, but I think it's...
Well, but see, they don't know the White House admits they're poisoning the water in the vaccines.
Right.
They don't know that's why they can't have children. They don't know why that's where everybody they know is dying at 35 of cancer.
Right. And to them, it was left, right, Alex. We get escorted out to the bathroom, and they're like, well, why are you guys protesting? I said, I was just there covering it as press. I said, but what you guys did was a total ridiculous show of force. There was maybe 300 people there. You had 1,200 cops. And then half the people you arrested are kids. They're like, oh, that's just their liberal. You know, it was all liberal to them. These liberals, we need to take care of them. I said, what does that mean? And then they start talking about how they would go to the teabag things. And so it's total left-right to them. They think it's left.
But wait a minute. I've seen the video of Gadsden flags and InfoWars shirts.
Mm-hmm.
From the videos I've seen, it looks like a large portion of it was our listeners.
And people chanting in the Fed, and we got a lot of in the Fed chants going on.
So here's the cops attacking in the Fed people that a week before were at tea parties with them.
Exactly. And because they don't know the difference. They think there is two sides, and there isn't. There's the American people, and there's tyranny. And what we witnessed and what we felt was total tyranny.
Well, you were handcuffed. You were taken to jail. You were told you were arrested, so that is an arrest. Yeah. When you're pulled over, that's detainment. But Luke was charged. Now, Luke told Burmis what happened to him. He's coming up later in the next hour, but tell us what Luke told you.
Well, basically, he was taken to state prison, whereas the 100 or so protesters that they took with Dew were in a big room, right?
You said you were with Luke in jail at first.
Yeah, we were with Luke. They had us. They wouldn't let us talk. They had National Guard telling us, don't talk, look straight ahead, don't talk. Look
surprised they didn't put bags over your heads.
Yeah, exactly. And then we were outside, and they brought us out in the cold, and we were sitting there, and it started to drizzle. And then we see Luke and about five other guys bring them out. And sometimes they were letting people go early, and they were handcuffed in the front. Well, Luke and the five other guys that he was with, they were all handcuffed in the back. So we knew I was talking with Daniel.
And that's because Luke tried to...
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold, our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're going to play the audio and video for the radio listeners, video for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers here in just a moment. But, Rob, you were telling me more stories of them torturing people on the ground, handcuff people with pepper spray, with the tear gas.
Yeah. After they had us get on our knees, there was another group of students laying down. I was near Luke and Daniel from We Are Change, and there was one other guy. And because I had tried to get out, show my press pass, and they weren't having that. They pushed me back in, told me to get down for my safety. And they tried to take my camera, too. And I grabbed that back from them, put it in the bag, closed it up, left it running. And then I look over and there's a bunch of kids laying down, and these are college students. They're wearing flip-flops. They're not out there running from the cops, and they're spraying them down with pepper spray.
Because, again, this park's there on the edge of the university.
Yeah, it butt up right up to the...
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Yes, the dorm rooms are right there.
And that's where the police can find somebody who's out.
Sure.
So they're like hunting for any slave that dare comes out under the martial law.
And one guy showed me his text that he got. It said escalation that they get from the university. So they went out to see what was going on. So... You know, they get this text, his escalation, him and his brother run out there. He's these two twin brothers. And they were going to take pictures of it. But they get out there, cops shove them and throw them in. And then I heard some people saw some news reports. They actually went into the dorms after people, looking for people.
So now you can't even be in your dorm in America. Yeah. Well, that's Al-Qaeda. Why were they spraying the people with tear gas that were on the ground?
I guess so they would submit. But, I mean, pretty much when you're laying on the ground, I don't know how much more submission you can do unless you're...
Well, they're not going to submit till they go into the gas chamber for their safety, de-lousing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, after they beat the young gentleman on the bike, and it's on the video, it's up at the Alex Jones channel right now, the kid finally got his bike back. They just broke his knuckle. You can hear him in the background saying, you just broke my knuckle. It's still not enough. The guy just... shoots off the pepper spray. I'm lucky I didn't get it. I was about 10 feet away from the whole thing. Basically, I heard the guy screaming, and I'm trying to watch my back not get arrested, still get this on tape. They beat this kid. He's got a peace flag wrapped around him, maybe 120 pounds, maybe. and he reaches down to go get his bike. They're hitting the bike. They break his knuckle. He grabs it back. Pepper spray again. They're launching tear gas canisters. I was in touch with Cindy Sheehan and a gentleman named Josh throughout the entire thing. They're texting me. They're letting off tear gas canisters everywhere. They've cordoned off all of Oakland. And again, this is right around the university. Right, the end of the video is just another bystander that got so caught up in this by accident that he took the tear gas. His whole face is beat red. They have to bring him to the hospital. I mean, he's literally being brought by two of his friends.
Well, the issue here is, just like China or Russia, they're setting the precedent to do this to the American people. And the whole world sees this. I mean, AP admits that they were attacking people's homes, people on their front porches in broad daylight all over the two cities, Oakland and Pittsburgh itself. I want to go to this video and audio here in just a moment. First time it's ever been seen of during your arrest, and also some cut-ins of what happened to Jason Vermes. But I want to point out that at the same time, you've got world leaders meeting, saying the end of the dollar, calling for global government, calling for global carbon taxes. Al Gore's there running around doing all of this. And the police are just frothing to show off to the world leaders. And Friday night, the world leaders have already left. It's over. They're marching down to the university to hopefully find somebody who's out at night.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's the real issue. You watch my video and I start off with how many protesters there are. There are not that many. Then I cut to how many police there are. I'm in essentially a 9/10 empty park. The park is 9/10 empty. And I am by myself just trying to get things on film. I'm chased down. I'm about to be arrested. Dogs are barking.
Well, that's why they're passing laws for $15 million fines for garage sales and SWAT teaming farmers that sell eggs on the side of the road. We are the slaves. We are the producers. We are the people. And they've stolen tens of trillions. They're getting us ready to be squeezed to pay all these new taxes to the new bank of the world. This is our submission. This is teaching us to be slaves, teaching us to capitulate, teaching us to have a broken back, a broken mentality. We are being brought into bondage. You gentlemen agree?
I agree. And I think the people that I was with, they all look broken, these young kids. I don't see them ever protesting again. I think that.
Well, that's the message, is that like 5 years ago in Portland, they came up to a permanent protest and sprayed babies in baby carriages. There's video of this. And the mother said, "You just sprayed my 2-year-old." And he goes, "Listen, you effing bleeper, you shouldn't bring a baby to a protest." And so this, and listen, don't worry. The police are going to be judged by their own government. They're going to be judged by the vaccines they trust. They're going to be judged with their bank account. All of you people that serve this evil system and enjoy what you're doing, you have no idea what you're part of. You have no idea how real this is. Just like German soldiers and German police in 1937 had no idea. And
once you feel it, you will believe it. You will. And once you're in the middle of that a mixture and you're trying to say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be beating little kids. Boom, you're in the system. And that's it. And
you had digital fingerprints.
I've been digital fingerprinted now.
I mean, no charges against them, but we'll just take your digital fingerprint. Yeah. And every time we called to try to get information on, they said, oh, no, there's a different process for protesting.
Yeah, well, that's official oppression, what they did to you. Well, remember what – we haven't even told the listeners what happened when you got there. I tell you guys, okay, Defense Link put a press release out. They say this is where the press is to speak to the military. You pull up to speak to them. They say, oh, we're not going to talk to the media. Come back tomorrow.
Right.
And
after we waited for 20 minutes.
Yeah, because you call me on the cell. I try to talk to them.
Yeah.
And then they call the police and say, we have people sneaking around the perimeter, videotaping, trying to stage a terror attack.
To the front gate.
No, I know. Yeah. Then I call the cops up and I go, did you call my guys and say they're on a terror list for the rest of their lives? And the guy's laughing, going, yeah. I mean, just like we don't eat, but see, no judge, no jury.
Right.
You're just on a terror list. This is the end of America. And they're now saying if you're on that terror list, over 25,000 people added a month, you aren't able to own a firearm. No judge, no jury, no due process. So all of you people out there on the left and right that want to serve this system, you're now going to be punished. Well, we're going to go out with this video and audio of Friday night when you got arrested, and then we're going to come back with it, and then Luke Radowski's coming up. Stay with us. See how he says MP? Those are military police, National Guard.
Guys, just remember that's a young girl right there.
And city police. And again, this is video of the people in their Darth Vader outfits. And they've just got peaceful people in a park surrounded. Here's some National Guard. Oh, by the way, we forgot, even the Drudge Report picked up on this. People in military uniforms just pulling up, randomly grabbing people, cramming them in cars, and driving away. So we've got snatch-and-grab operations.
That's all police right there, too.
Surrounding the entire park.
And what I want to point out is the park, again, is essentially empty. I'm the only one in this area. And here I am. I'm about to be chased off by this officer right here who charges
me. All right, here we go. You hear Cuts. Cut is cussing. I want you to put this up on air.
Turn around!
All right, jeez.
Hold on!
All right, man. Jeez, I didn't do anything. Not
hit pause. See, this is about a position for him to have power. He doesn't start a computer company. He doesn't start a, you know, a arborist company. He doesn't. No, he just, you get a uniform, you got power, and you get to rule over people. But see, the bankers get to rule over him. And they're going to rule over him real good. It's a psychopathic society. But that's nothing. All the other YouTube videos I've seen, just where they come up to old women, attack them with dogs. Keep rolling it. Oh, there are the dogs. Which they do for intimidation. Oh, they're so tough with the German Shepherds, just like Nazi Germany.
All right. I'm on the sidewalks.
He's a god. You're not, Vermis. You pay his taxes so he can act tough. And don't worry. He's going to work for the banker. Here they are beating on the fields for intimidation. Foreign banks have captured America. You are now owned by us. We will take everything you've got. We're passing laws to micromanage every facet of your life. We're going to take your children. They're going to be in school 12 months out of the year till 7 at night. Just like China. We rule you. If you don't like it, we'll split. Here they are attacking somebody. Well, they won't let him get his bike.
No, that was another guy. That was right. That was you, actually, yeah, was next to him. No, that was you next to him.
Oh, it was me next
I taped you as they attacked that kid. And then that was the last time I saw Rob.
So just like wolves, they just go attacking.
This is one
guy. Get going.
And he's just trying to walk past.
Yeah.
He was trying to walk past him and go on about his business. Double fist.
I believe
right
the bike.
Yeah, and the news is reporting they went into the dorm. So it's just like they can't wait to engage us.
I mean, here they are forming up right here, Alex, and then you're going to hear one of their leaders start to say, it's time to go home, boys.
Yeah. Well, they're real warriors picking on college kids and stomping around acting tough. Well, you know, they roll their sleeves up no shots, though. Oh, they're tough. This is so disgusting. Takes a real man to blast sound cannons using an Iraq as a little kid. Can you imagine if somebody actually stood up to them? I mean, they're so cowardly.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they understand the message this sends the world? Everybody knows this isn't China, where they can just get away with this.
And right here is a shot of Luke Radowski again saying that if someone were to break a window or start a fire, he would be the one to put it out, or he would be the one to stop it, trying to tell these... I mean, you're looking at hundreds of police officers in formation right now, and maybe a couple dozen.
Well, you notice it's a few anarchists show up to yell and stuff as the pretext. Well, it is a crime to attack innocent people and to say they can't defend themselves. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.